From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. In stories about premature birth and premature babies, you might have heard the term NICU. But what exactly is a NICU, and what goes on there? To find out, KBIA's Rebecca Smith visited the NICU, or Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, at University of Missouri's Women and Children's Hospital here in Columbia.
Dr. John Pardalis is the medical director of the NICU at Women's and Children's Hospital. He's been working with premature babies for more than 20 years, seeing the youngest and smallest of infants on a near-daily basis.
What is a preterm or premature infant?
So a normal pregnancy is considered 40 weeks. So babies born at 36 weeks and 6 days or less are called premature.
Another term that's often thrown out is micropreemies. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
So a micropreemie, I would consider anything less than 1,200 grams or 1,250.
That's about 2.7 pounds, or the weight of a small bag of sugar.
And then less than 750 are the extremely premature.
And that's about 1.7-ish pounds, or the weight of my full mug of coffee. Pardalis walked me through the NICU, which was renovated within the last few years and now has beds for 48 infants.
We took the opportunity to make more of these critical care rooms. So the rooms were designed so that the one-third is for the parents, the one-third is for the docs and the nurses taking care of the baby, and then the middle is the baby. And that way, we try to encourage the parents to stay as much as possible with their babies. So all of our babies while they're here are on heart rate monitors and respiratory monitors. So the nurse standing outside can see her baby. So if they happen to be in one room and their other baby's misbehaving, the alarm will ding on that one so they know, oh, I need to run to that other room. And then as they get better, they move from the critical care rooms out into the open bay areas. We tell the parents it's one step closer to home, so you're healthy enough now that you don't need the quiet room and you can start interacting with other babies. Because, again, for development, they need the interaction, the movement of other people around instead of just being confined into a private room all the time. The really sick babies, it might be one nurse to one baby. Then the babies that are on ventilators, it's usually one nurse to two babies. And then what we call our feeders and growers, those are usually one nurse to three babies. So three is the maximum that the nurses take care of in here. And then that's because, you know, once you get to three, it takes 20 minutes to feed each one, and then it add time to change the diapers, all that stuff. So by the time you're finished with the three, then it's time to start all over again.
And you said six of you guys.
There's six neonatologists, and so it takes three of us to run the unit at any one time. So there's one person on the what we call the big team, the sicker babies. And so that team has 18 to 20 babies. And then our second doc has the feeder and growers upstairs, and that's usually 12. And so anything over 30 babies, then the third doctor takes care of them.
That was a tour through the NICU at Women's and Children's Hospital with neonatologist John Pardalis. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.